So for your brand new 6-week netball fit project, what does it involve?
So basically, it's an online netball fitness program which just focuses on cardio, plyo, spin agility, prehab, body weight and core. And basically, it's just done to kind of educate people on how to train specifically for netball rather than just following a general fitness program.
And all elements specifically looking at netball, which gives it a huge advantage over everything else. I mean, it's what you do daily.
Yes, yeah. It's and that's what it is. It's just about trying to give people the opportunity to train specifically for netball, kind of away from the court. So you see a lot of teams who they kind of use their on-court training sessions to focus on fitness. So this program hopefully is just allowing players to kind of take home responsibility away from club training to kind of get where they need to be in a fitness sense.
What about ages and abilities? There might be people seeing it and they think, oh, well, it's only for those who play the game weekly, or it's not for me, I've only just got back to playing.
Yeah, so one of the main focuses for me with it is it's done so all ages, all abilities can follow it. It's not specifically for one kind of person.
How did you get the idea?
Just pretty much from kind of speaking to people, knowing that they kind of don't know the exact training that should be done for netball, knowing that people are just following general fitness, going to the gym, that kind of stuff. So for me, there was a massive gap in the market for this.
You'll have seen that because you're a personal trainer, so you'll have that experience and maybe spot the gap and thought, ah, there's an opportunity here.
Yeah, and that's it. And kind of half my clients are netball-based. So like you say, there's a massive opportunity and gap for that, for netball-specific training.
We're taking a bit of a break at the minute for the Commonwealth, but Mike Greenwood's going to keep you busy in the meantime. Bath, Northumbria and Mavs, the league games are special, but how much as a player do you enjoy these kind of events?
I think this kind of event's great. It's all teams that you've just named, they'll all be missing players, so it's a really good opportunity for other players to get some court time and to step up and show what they can do.
The fact that there's 2 or 3 games in a day, how does that affect you mentally?
It's great preparation, and with it being a tournament environment, it's kind of that they're not full-on games. The intensity isn't quite as there as it would be if it was just a one-on-one league game. No, it's good.
14th of April is taking place between 1:30 and 6:30. ManchesterThunder.co.uk for more ticket information on that. Season's going to be back underway soon, so are you pleased with 4th at the minute?
Yeah, you know, sitting in 4th place, it's a good place to be at this time of the season. Obviously, when we go back into it, we're only going in on round 8, so anything can still happen at the minute. It's kind of too early on to say. For us, we're just focusing on top 4 at the moment, which I'm sure is what all teams will be doing. But once you make the semis, it's kind of anyone's title.
Is it going all right for you okay so far? You're getting more court time and things are looking all right?
Yeah, it's great. Training's going really well. We're getting some good results at the minute, so it's exciting and just seeing where the second half of the season is going to take us.
Netball Fit, remind me of that information once again, and what's the best way to find out more?
Yeah, so basically you can check it out at www.sophiemorganpt.com. You can also take a look on my Twitter, which is at SophieMorganPT. And any questions at all, you can drop me an email on slmpersonaltraining@yahoo.com.
Have you got any T-shirts done yet? Because I'll wear one at a live match and photobomb Sky's coverage, all right?
Yeah, I'll get you one.